In this section, we're getting into the individual herbs, and this is divided into three modules because that's how we did it in my school, herbs 1, 2, and 3. So in this module, we're covering herbs that release the exterior through herbs that drain dampness. And we'll start in this video with herbs that release the exterior. And just to be clear, this is meant to be a review, not an in-depth discussion of each herb. So we're going to try to go through each category relatively quickly and just touch on the key points for each herb. So if you're confused about something and you want that in-depth discussion, there are longer videos on the website tcmstudy.net, but here we're just highlighting the key functions for each herb. So if you want, you can follow along with the handout, and let's get started with our first category, herbs that release the exterior. So herbs that release the exterior are used when an external pathogen is attacking the superficial levels of the body. How do we know we have an exterior attack? Well, the two main symptoms are simultaneous fever and chills and a floating pulse. Simultaneous fever and chills are a result of the battle between the upright qi and the evil qi that's trying to invade. A floating pulse just tells us there's a pathogen on the surface. So these herbs promote sweating to push the pathogen out. Exterior attacks are generally divided into two categories, wind cold and wind heat, and that gives us our two subcategories here. So the first one is warm, acrid herbs that release the exterior. So here we're treating an exterior attack of wind cold. So we're going to see our familiar symptoms, simultaneous fever and chills, and a floating pulse. With wind cold, we might also see stiff neck and body ache, indicating the pathogen is in the muscle layer. We might see headache and nasal congestion. There might be cough, and if there's phlegm, it's going to be thin, clear or white, and copious. When we look at the properties, these herbs are warm and acrid. Hopefully that's obvious. They enter the lung channel, since the lung governs the exterior. A lot of them also enter the UV channel as well, because Taiyang is the most exterior channel. Since we're dispersing qi and promoting sweating, use caution in cases of deficiency. So let's go ahead and look at the individual herbs. So the first two, Ma Huang and Gui Jir, are probably the most important herbs in this category because they are Shanghan Lun herbs. They treat Taiyang syndrome. Ma Huang treats Taiyang excess, which is fever and chills, no sweating, and a floating tight pulse. Here, an excess pathogen is blocking the pores so the sweat can't get out. That's why we have no sweating. Gui Jir treats Taiyang deficiency, fever and chills, body ache, the presence of sweating, and a floating weak pulse. Here, the exterior is deficient, so the sweat leaks out, but does so in a way that's insufficient to expel the pathogen. Taiyang excess is also called Shanghan, or cold damage. Taiyang deficiency is also called Zhongfeng, or wind strike. But besides their position in the Shanghan Lun, both of these herbs are very important, and we need to know all of their functions. So Ma Huang, ephedra herba, is very good at promoting sweating and releasing the exterior, and it's also very good at treating coughing and wheezing. This is ephedra, and the active ingredient is ephedrine. So basically, Ma Huang is so good at treating coughing and wheezing that we use it in asthma and allergy medications. Turns out it can also be used to make meth, but that's a different video. Number 3, Ma Huang promotes urination to treat edema. But this is an edema that happens during an external attack, and it's usually upper body edema. So you wouldn't use Ma Huang for pitting edema in the legs due to kidney yang deficiency. This would be for when a wind cold pathogen obstructs the lung's ability to regulate the water passages, so we end up with sudden swelling or upper body edema. And Ma Huang can also be used for B syndrome, but I don't think that's quite as important. Gui Jir is cinnamon twig. Gui Jir releases the exterior, and we specifically say it releases the muscle layer. So it's especially useful for stiffness and body ache that occurs during a wind cold attack. But besides releasing the exterior, Gui Jir also has an important warming function as well. Gui Jir warms the middle jiao to treat diarrhea and abdominal pain due to cold. It warms the chest to treat chest pain and palpitation. It warms the UB to treat urine retention and edema. It warms the channels to treat B syndrome. And it warms the channels to treat blood stagnation due to coldness. So all of these functions are important because When we get to formula class, we're going to learn formulas where Guager is being used for each of those functions. So we need to know all of the functions of Guager. Next is Zitsuye. Z means purple, su means reviving, and ye means leaf. So this is purple reviving leaf. It's purple on one side and green on the other. Zitsuye releases the exterior, but what makes it stand out is it regulates middle jiaoqi to treat nausea, vomiting, and morning sickness. So it's especially useful when you have an exterior attack of wind cold plus stomach problems like nausea and vomiting. And as part of regulating qi, some books will say that Zitsuye calms restless fetus to prevent miscarriage. That's something we'll talk more about later. In Japanese, this is called shiso leaf, and it's often used as a garnish for sushi and sashimi. So maybe you can think like you ate some bad sushi, and now you're sick and you have stomach problems, and that's Zitsuye. Jingjie. This one is very good at releasing the exterior. Two things make it stand out. Number one, it's only slightly warm, or some books will even say neutral in temperature, so that means we can use it for both wind cold and wind heat. Number two, it's especially good at venting rashes. And if anything, number three, it can also be used in its charred form to stop bleeding. And that's why it enters the liver channel. Jingjie is apparently Japanese catnip. Now, I don't know much about catnip or how Japanese catnip is different from Western catnip, but maybe you can think about people being allergic to cats and they get itchy rashes. And cats like to scratch people, which causes bleeding, and Jingjie stops bleeding. And cats are pretty neutral. It's like sometimes they're hot and sometimes they're cold, so Jingjie can be used for both wind heat and wind cold. Similar to that is Fong Fong. It's also fairly neutral in temperature, so it can be used for both wind cold and wind heat, and it's also good for venting rashes. So remember, the name Fong Fong means guard against wind or protect from wind. So Fong Fong is good for all the wind. Wind heat, wind cold, exterior wind, interior wind like spasm and trembling, B syndrome, wind in the upper body, wind in the lower body, intestinal wind, which in this case means like painful diarrhea, which comes up in like one formula. But anyway, Fong Fong has wind in the name and it treats all types of wind. Qiang Huo. When you see Qiang Huo, think dampness. So this is for an exterior attack of wind cold when there are accompanying signs of dampness, like body heaviness, joint pain, or sleepiness. If you ever see Qiang Huo in a formula for releasing the exterior, it usually means there's some element of dampness. It's even aromatic to let us know that it's good for dealing with dampness. Qiang Huo also treats B syndrome, which is also related to dampness. We should know that it's especially useful for B syndrome in the upper body. You can maybe remember this because we have two herbs with Huo in the name, Qiang Huo and Du Huo. Qiang Huo treats upper body B, Du Huo treats lower body B. As for the name, Qiang I think refers to a group of people or a region in Sichuan province, so I'm not sure that the name Qiang Huo really means anything. But Sichuan province is very damp and humid. That's why Sichuan food is so spicy to deal with the dampness. So just remember, Qiang Huo, dampness. Next is Gao Ben. I'm not sure this is a super important one. Something we can say about it is it enters the Du channel, which is something we don't see a lot. So Gao Ben is good for occipital headache and vertex headache because that's where the Du channel goes. It also treats acute low back pain because that's also where the Du channel goes. But for Gao Ben, maybe just remember Taiyang headache and vertex headache. Next is Bai Jir. This is the one that smells like maple syrup. The main things we need to know about Bai Jir are it opens the nasal orifices and it relieves Yangming headache. And these kind of go together because the Yangming channels go to the nose. It's also good for swellings and sores, especially when there's pus, and it's also good for lower jiao dampness and vaginal discharge. But yeah, I would remember Bai Jir has a nice smell and it opens the nose and treats Yangming headache. Xixin. The name of this one means thin acrid. Xi means thin, like Ximai is the thin pulse. Xin means acrid, like the five flavors. So when you look at this herb, it's very thin, and then its nature is that it's piercingly acrid. Its acridity disperses wind and cold. So Xixin treats pain due to cold anywhere in the body. especially headache and toothache, but really anywhere in the body. The other thing we can say about Xixin is that it warms the lung. And this is important because we actually only have a few herbs with this function. So Xixin warms the lung to treat cough with thin, clear, copious, bubbly, or foamy phlegm. The toxicity of this one is kind of weird. I think they finally decided that it's the stems and the leaves that are toxic, but the roots are not. But anyway, Xixin is usually listed as slightly toxic, and its dosage is smaller than average, 1 to 3 grams. Xiangjiang is fresh ginger. Like everything in this category, it promotes sweating to release the exterior. And maybe you've experienced this before, like if you eat some soup with a lot of ginger in it, it will make you sweat. It also warms the middle jowl to treat nausea and vomiting due to cold. Again, maybe you're familiar with this because even people who don't study Chinese medicine use ginger tea for an upset stomach. This is another one that has an action of warming the lung for cough with profuse, clear, thin phlegm, and it can detoxify other herbs, like we see this with futsa and banxia. After that is another food-like herb, zongbai. Zongbai is scallion or green onion. It mildly releases the exterior, so this would be like if you're just starting to feel a cold coming on, you could eat some miso soup with ginger and green onion to release the exterior. Next is xiangru. For xiangru, think summer heat. This can be an external contraction of wind cold that occurs during the summer months, or it can just be summer heat with dampness. The xiang in xiangru means aromatic, so this one is aromatic to deal with dampness. But basically, we'll learn one or two formulas with xiangru in it, and they all have to do with summer heat. So for xiangru, think summer heat. And finally here, Song Arza and Qinyihua open the nasal orifices. So for Song Arza, Song means dark green, R means ear, and Z means seed. So Song Arza means green ear seed. I think it looks like something that you would stick up your nose. It's got those spiky things, so that could help you dig out that deep source nasal congestion. Qinyihua is magnolia flower. It has a strong smell that opens the nasal orifices, but it also has a lot of fuzzies on it. So you'll want to wrap it in gauze or put it in a tea bag just so that those fuzzies don't come out in your decoction and irritate your throat. So that's warm, acrid herbs that release the exterior. These are herbs that we use for an external attack of wind cold. The next subcategory here is cool, acrid herbs that release the exterior. These herbs are used for an external attack of wind heat. What does an exterior attack of wind heat look like? Well, we'll still have fever and chills and a floating pulse. It might just be more fever and less chills, and that pulse might be floating and rapid. We can still have cough, but this time if there's phlegm, it's going to be thick, yellow, and sticky. And a key differentiating symptom here is sore throat. Wind heat often presents with a red, sore, swollen throat, and then certain types of rash and eye problems fall under the category of wind heat as well. When we look at the properties, these herbs are going to be cool and acrid. They're still going to enter the lung channel, since the lung governs the exterior, but some of them will also enter the liver channel as well, usually because those herbs have an action of brightening the eyes. So let's go ahead and look at the individual herbs. Our first one is Bohe mint leaf. Bohe disperses wind heat, and it has this aromatic property that opens up the head and face. So Bohe is good for headache, red eyes, and sore throat. As part of dispersing wind heat, it also vents skin rashes, and Bohe also has an action of gently moving liver qi. So sometimes we'll see Bohe come up in our liver qi stagnation formulas as well. Because Bohe is aromatic, some books will say it should be added during the last 5 minutes of cooking. That is, overcooking Bohe will destroy its aromatic quality and lessen its effect of opening the face. And the way some people remember this one, Bohe is mint, mint is green, and green is the color of the liver. So that can remind you that Bohe brightens the eyes and gently moves liver qi. Just remember that it also vents rashes as well. Next is Nyobongza arctii fructus, and this is burdock seed. I guess in Western herbology, people use burdock root. Well, this is burdock seed. The main thing we want to know about Nyobongza is it's good for sore throat. A lot of our formulas that treat sore throat are going to have Nyobongza as an ingredient. The other thing we want to know is Nyobongza vents rashes. So we're going to see a few herbs in this category that have this action of venting rashes, and this is one of them. Then we can also say that Nyobongza moistens the large intestine, but that's just because it's a seed and seeds are oily. After that is Chan Tui. Chan Tui is cicada skin. It's good for sore throat, especially when there's hoarseness or voice loss. It's good for stopping itch and venting rashes, and it's good for brightening the eyes. So they used to use this a lot for chicken pox, like itchy rash, but also for preventing the chicken pox from getting into the eyes. So one way to remember this, Chan Tui is cicada skin. Since it's the skin of the cicada, it's good for the skin of your body, like itchiness and rash. And also, if you ever lived in a place where there's cicadas, cicadas are very loud. They like to sing. So maybe that can help you remember that Chan Tui is good for hoarseness and voice loss. The other thing is, Chan Tui can extinguish internal wind as well for things like spasm and convulsion during a febrile disease or for lockjaw. And this is just a thing that insects do. In Chinese medicine, we have a few herbs that are insects, and they all have this action of extinguishing wind. Also, use caution during pregnancy. Some books will say that Chan Tui can promote labor or cause miscarriage. Other books say that Chan Tui inhibits labor and makes for a difficult delivery. So either way, use caution during pregnancy. Songye and Juhua brighten the eyes. This is a Dueyao pair. This is an example of mutual accentuation. These two herbs are used together to clear wind heat and brighten the eyes. They can actually be taken internally or used externally as an eye wash. Songye is mulberry leaf. Besides brightening the eyes, it also moistens the lung to stop cough. Juhua is chrysanthemum flower. It's a flower, so it rises to the head and face, also treats liver yang rising. But if you remember one thing, it should be Songye and Juhua brighten the eyes. Next is Manjingzi, and this is probably not a super important one. Manjingzi is good for the head and face, headache, red eyes, and even like pain and swelling of the gums. So Jing sounds kind of like Jing as in essence. This is Manjing, which I think is kind of funny. So you can just think of Manjing on your face, Manjingzi. Dando Chur is fermented soybean. Remember, dou means bean. This can actually be warm or cold, depending on how it's prepared. It mildly releases the exterior, so we can use it for early stage wind cold or wind heat. So you would usually combine it with zongbai, scallion, for an early stage exterior attack. We also say this is good for irritability and vexation, but that comes up in like one formula, Jurzi Chertong. For now, I'd say just focus on early stage wind heat or wind cold. Next is Muzi, which brightens the eyes. That's pretty much all it's good for. Technically, it can also stop bleeding for blood in the stool and hemorrhoids, but mostly Muzi clears wind heat to brighten eyes. Again is kudzu root. Kudzu is a vine. It's an invasive species that's taking over the Midwest. It's also called Chinese arrowroot. I believe this is also used as a thickener. So like in America, we would usually use cornstarch to thicken a sauce. In China, you could use powdered gugan. Now, that's not really important. What we need to know about gugan is it releases the muscle layer and it generates body fluids. So when we say releases the muscle layer, we're talking about headache, stiff neck, and stiff upper back. Remember we said the same thing about guaijer, cinnamon twig. So sometimes we'll actually combine the two, even though gugan is the wrong temperature. It's just that it's so good at treating stiff neck that we use it anyway. And gugan generates body fluids for dryness and thirst. Gugan also raises yang to stop diarrhea. It also vents rashes, as in measles, but that comes up in like one formula. So for gugan, I would remember stiff neck and generates fluids. Next is Sheng Ma. So some people say that this is or is similar to black cohosh, but I believe that's used in Western herbology for like menopausal symptoms, and that's not at all how we use it in Chinese medicine. But the Chinese name is interesting here. Sheng Ma means ascending hemp, and that's how we can remember its functions. It ascends upward and disperses. So in clearing wind heat, Sheng Ma goes upward to treat headache. And then we also say that Sheng Ma clears heat toxicity, but here what we're really talking about is heat in the stomach channel, presenting as toothache, mouth sores, bleeding gums, or swollen throat. So remember, the stomach channel goes to the teeth and gums, so Sheng Ma is treating stomach fire that ascends the channel into the face. And then Sheng Ma also raises qi to counter prolapse for things like uterine prolapse, rectal prolapse, long-standing diarrhea, or even profuse menses. So those are the ascending functions of Sheng Ma. It clears wind heat, treats mouth sores due to stomach heat, and raises yang qi to counter sinking conditions. And yeah, technically Sheng Ma and Gegen vent rashes specifically for early stage measles, but again, that comes up in one formula, Sheng Ma Gegen Tong, so I wouldn't focus on that too much. And the last one here is Chai Hu. Chai Hu has three major functions, and all of them are important. It harmonizes the Xiao Yang, it moves liver qi, and it raises qi to counter prolapse. So remember the Shanghan Lun and the six levels? The Xiaoyang level was half interior, half exterior. So we saw things like alternating fever and chills, bitter taste in the mouth, ribside distension, and a wiry pulse. So Chai Hu releases the exterior to resolve Xiaoyang disorder. Besides that, Chai Hu also moves liver qi. So we have an entire category of herbs that regulate qi, but it turns out that most of our formulas for liver qi stagnation are actually based on Chai Hu. So this is an important function. And then similar to Sheng Ma, Chai Hu raises qi to counter prolapse. The name Chai Hu just means barbarian firewood, referring to the fact that it's grown on the northern borders of China where the non-Han people lived. So that's probably not very helpful. But that's Chai Hu. So those are our herbs that release the exterior. Let's go ahead and do a quick review. So the category herbs that release the exterior is divided into two subcategories. Warm acrid herbs that release the exterior, which is for an external attack of wind cold, and cool acrid herbs that release the exterior, which is for wind heat. So when we look at warm acrid herbs that release the exterior, we started with Ma Huang and Gui Zhi, which treat Tai Yang syndrome. Ma Huang treats Tai Yang excess, which is fever and chills without sweating and a floating tight pulse. Gui Zhi treats Tai Yang deficiency, which is fever and chills with sweating and a floating weak pulse. But you should also know all the other functions of Ma Huang and Gui Zhi. Zizuye regulates Mil Jiao Qi for nausea, vomiting, and morning sickness. Jingjie and Fang Feng are both fairly neutral in temperature and treat both wind heat and wind cold. Jingjie is also good for venting rashes, and Fang Feng treats all the wind. Qiang Huo, think dampness. Gao Ben and Bai Zhi are good for headache, but Gao Ben is more for Tai Yang and vertex headache. Bai Zhi is for Yang Ming headache. Xi Xin is acrid. It treats pain due to cold anywhere in the body. Both Xi Xin and Sheng Jiang have an action of warming the lung. And Sheng Jiang warms the middle for nausea and vomiting. Zong Bai is food, so it's for early stage wind cold. Xiang Ru, think summer heat. And then Bai Zhi, Zong Arzi, and Xin Yi Hua all open the nasal orifices. When we look at cool acrid herbs that release the exterior, the first three, Bo He, Niu Bangzi, and Chan Tui, are all good for venting rashes. They're often used alongside those herbs from the previous category, Jingjie and Fang Feng. So those are all the herbs we use for rashes. These three are also good for sore throat, especially Niu Bangzi. Sangye and Juhua clear wind heat to brighten eyes. So does Muzi, and so does Bo He and Chan Tui. Man Jingzi goes to the face. Dando Chur treats early stage wind heat and wind cold. Gegen treats stiff neck and generates body fluids. Gegen and Shengma also vent early stage measles. Shengma is ascending hemp. It treats stomach channel heat like mouth sores and toothache. Chaihu is the representative herb for Shaoyang disorder, and it also moves liver qi. Both Chaihu and Shengma raise qi to counter prolapse. So those are herbs that release the exterior, both wind cold and wind heat. We'll see in the next one, which is herbs that clear heat.